Good morning. Family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. And we've all got it accomplished. And for those who found us on their radio at 96.9 in San Antonio, we're located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come join us at 10:30 any Sunday morning, and everyone is welcome. Sometimes we'll treat you so many ways. The scripture selected for our opening this morning is Psalm 13, taken from the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I bear pain in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day long? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord, my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death. And my enemy will say, I have prevailed. My foes will rejoice because I am shaken. But I trust in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And our call to worship is the Apostles' Creed, which let us read together. It's on the inside the bulletin. Could we stand? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and I believe in Jesus, only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And I do believe it's the next thing up is the opening prayer, and not to deviate greatly from our pastor in his absence, but let's try a different term. Why don't we share the peace of God with our neighbors? Just say hi. Greet somebody near you or several. And I think the next thing coming up is Tom's turn to lead, and the opening hymn, this is my song.
Please join me in the opening hymn. Number 437, if you're using a real hymnal, it should be on the wall. This is my song.
With hopes and dreams. myself I give thee, let thy will be done.
You may be seated.
Good morning.
Howdy.
All right. So we've got two birthdays and one anniversary coming up this week. All right. So today, if I turn to the right page. Okay. We've got Vernita Van Slyke has a birthday today. Quentin Allen has a birthday on the 8th. And the anniversary have coming up on the 6th is Gayla and Kenneth Lachlan. All right.
Yay.
So we'll sing everybody happy birthday. I guess anniversaries are kind of birthday too, right? Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Many more.
All right. So we have announcements, and I already have one right in front of me. Okay, so I'm going to read this. It says, faith comes by hearing. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? From Romans 10:14. Hello, family at Alamo United Methodist Church. I would humbly extend my heartfelt thanks to you for giving to Vision 2033. Is it 2033? Outreach, reach others that are hungering for God's word. We are living in a time when hearing the good reports of how God is moving in the earth today are rare, yet so refreshing. Your partnership is so appreciated and so vital. Together we will continue bringing the hope of the gospel message to hurting people, fulfilling the Great Commission. Isn't it amazing that working together we can actually make God's word available to every language group by 2033? Our military, too, are receiving God's word as they serve in far-reaching countries. We have sent over 1,500,000 military Bible sticks already. Your outreach has been tremendous. Thank you for your partnership. Contribution with matching funds just short of $1,000. Until Olive Heard and Williams. All right. Does anybody else have announcements?
I have one, if
okay.
I may.
All right.
And it was with joy a few years ago, probably about 5 or 6, when a young lady came to our church and joined it and was baptized and confirmed a Christian and under my tutelage. And it's been such a joy knowing her these several years. But unfortunately, her parents have passed away and are forever entombed at Fort Sam. But she and her sister and brother-in-law will be getting a van on Wednesday, and some of the neighbors, including myself, will help them load up everything from their home, and they will be on to their new home, which is where they came from before I knew them, in Oregon. And we want to be sure and keep Sandra in our prayers. And as I'm going to do like Ted, and I will go to the back of the church during the final hymn, and I'll invite Sandra to come with me and stand there. And if you wish, you may say goodbye in whatever manner you wish. But let's make her parting a good thing, because she's going on to a better thing somewhere. And we just pray that everything works out in Oregon. And I hope it's not as hot as it is here.
Good morning. Please pray with me. Patient God, each and every day you offer us new hope and special blessings. From the rising of the sun to its descent, the light of your love pours on your creation. We love all these things, but we want to hold on to each of your blessings just for ourselves. Teach us to share openly and willingly with others. Forgive our selfishness and turn it into selflessness in service to you. Clear our minds and spirits from sadness to a sense of joy and adventure. In Jesus' name, amen.
As we prepare to give our tithes and our offerings, let us go to God in prayer. Father Creator, you have given us all. We ask, Lord, that as we go through this time, that you open our hearts and our minds so that we may give a portion back to you. You don't ask for much, but you do ask for the best. We ask, Lord, that you make us cheerful givers and to use our tithes and our offerings for your glory. In Christ's name, amen.
For this morning. It is Matthew chapter 10, verses 40 to 42. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's award. And if anyone even gives a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. Thanks be to God. Please be seated.
This morning, we wanted to sing a song for you about the love of Christ and how His love will never leave us. He'll always be there. And the more you love Him, the sweeter it gets. The more that I trust Him, nothing good for me He'll deny. The longer I know Him, the better I can show Him. I couldn't stop now if I tried. Oh, it gets sweeter, as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter. Sweeter, sweeter, sweeter as the days go by.
The moment He saved me, good grace He gave me. He placed His love down deep in my heart. Great joy in knowing to Him I am going.
And nevermore from Him to depart. Oh, it gets sweeter,
sweeter and sweeter
as the days go by.
As the days go by.
It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, 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 sweeter as the days go by. Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, 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 sweeter as the days go by. His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, 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 sweeter as the days go by.
As the days go by.
Lord Jesus Christ, use me in whatever state I am. If I am ill, then use my sickness. If I am healthy, use my well-being. If I'm upset, use my sadness. And if I am joyful, use my exuberance. I willingly offer all of myself to You this day, trusting that You will make sense of it all in Your good time. Amen.
As we prepare to hear the Word of God proclaimed, let us go to God again in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come with open hearts and minds seeking. We ask, Lord, that You strengthen Brother Gene as he delivers the message that your Holy Spirit has given to him. Help him to put aside that which is human and take on your Holy Spirit, so that his words may be your words, and that on hearing your words, that we will be so inspired that we will go tell the world. These things we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate all those good words. I'll see if I can live up to them now. Do we have any children? No children here today. That's unfortunate. But they'll be here later. Dear Lord, Almighty God, I ask that you let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our Rock and our Redeemer. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fantastic.
Wonderful. What a privilege that Ted and Tessie are able to go to their family reunion, and especially that they ask me to fill in for them. Let's keep them in our prayers, and that they may have safe travel and pleasant visits with their families. And now, let's take a moment and say hello, and maybe something else. You know, I recently read a story that is probably not too well known. And if you haven't heard it before, humor me and just listen to it. It kind of has a message. It tells of a young American Christian who worked very hard and saved as much of his earnings as he possibly could. And one day he was prepared when a boat bringing a boatload of slaves came into the harbor in Boston and put the slaves on the market immediately. Well, this young man had also come to America as a slave and had earned and paid for his freedom. But he also had a pocket full of money because he was a hard worker. And on this particular day, he had enough money to buy another slave off the block and give him his freedom. The man who had expected to be a lifelong slave was not prepared to take on his new role of independence. So he chose to follow the person who had bought him and given him his freedom. You know, how many did Jesus buy? Not with cash, but with his life. In each of our own personal battles with temptation, we also must choose which way to go, who to follow. Surely, this is the greatest decision we will ever make. At one time, we would have had very little, if any, choice. But then a man named Jesus came into the picture long before we were here, and he paid the price on Calvary, and he set us free. We can choose to continue in sin, which will keep us enslaved to whatever sin we decide to follow, or we can choose to accept the freedom offered to us by Jesus the Christ. What should we do? That's one that I've puzzled over for a couple of weeks. And personally, I believe that we need to make a choice to do as Jesus would have us do as often as we possibly can. Doesn't mean we're all going to be missionaries, but that wouldn't be a bad deal if we did that occasionally. But Jesus would prefer that we follow him and even recruit people to be his followers and teach his way of life. However, Jesus also gives us the freedom to choose. And perhaps I have heard so many people say the easiest way to teach the life of Jesus is to live it as closely as we can. That makes us the best missionaries you could have in this town. And sin wants to lure us into eternal destruction. God calls us to a new life, and with it, the freedom that he offers us. When we make the choice to renounce sin, we are delivered day by day from its power. I can't live my life for Jesus, but I can do the best I can today and tomorrow and day after day. When we turn to God with the full dedication of our heart and will, we give him the possession of our lives to make of them what he will. That will always be better than anything we might plan and design. The responsibility for making the choice is purely ours. The prize is our emancipation to freedom, for if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. This from John chapter 8, verse 36. Ted has the pages separated before he gets up here. All right, he's got more recent practice than I do. But back to the question I offered to all of us, especially me. What should we do? What would we attempt if we knew that we could not fail? How would we run our computers if Bill Gates had not dropped out of Harvard and risked founding Microsoft? And would Coca-Cola have ever blanketed the globe as a drink that's available to everyone if Robert Woodruff, president of that company from 1923 to 1939, had not had a vision of that outcome? The ending verses of chapter 9 of Matthew's gospel, we can read that Jesus had been going about all of the local cities and villages, teaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the good news, the great news of the kingdom of heaven, and curing every disease and every sickness. And when he saw the crowds, he had such compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, kind of like sheep with no shepherd. Then he gathered his disciples and said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Matthew 9:36. Then Jesus summoned the 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. And he said to his disciples, "See, I'm sending you out like sheep in the midst of a pack of wolves. So be as wise as serpents and as innocent as doves." And now we'll get down to the scripture I read earlier. "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me," said Jesus. "And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a religious person in the name of a religious person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of the little ones in the name of a disciple, truly, I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." Friends, some of what I have said here this morning may sound different from my usual approach, how I act and how I live and how I talk about the gospel. It is, and I assure everyone, that the message is as much addressing me as to anyone else in hearing. And Pastor Ted has almost always preached in every service that Jesus is going to come to us like a thief in the night. Are we going to be ready for him? I pray that we are. But we must work like our resurrection depends on our labor for Christ here, and pray like we're trying to reach everyone who may not have heard the good news of Jesus Christ, or maybe have not recently heard the good news of the kingdom of heaven. Something I heard my mother sing so often while I still lived at home: "Lord, give me just a little more time, just a few more days to get my loved ones in." And friends, each of us has someone, maybe even ourselves, that we need to brush up a bit. I don't know. I can only pray that everyone who hears this message can take it to heart. I hope that I can live up to what I am saying here now. I have this really neat thing. I can say one thing here, but then when I go out the door, I might live something different. But aren't we all people? None of us are perfect, but we have a perfect Savior wishing for us to follow him. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, let us go forth. And is there anyone here at this particular time who would like to receive prayers? Come forward to the altar and I will meet with you and we will pray together. And if there's anyone here who would like to join the church, then this is a perfect time to do so. Come forward and I will be there to greet you. And we will gladly accept anyone into our congregation. But let us now follow Tom's direction.
Would you please stand and join in our hymn of invitation, number 697. Please note that we're doing verses 1, 2, and 4 this night. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of You may be seated. As we prepare to receive the Lord's Supper, some administrative announcements. Our servers will serve you at the rail. So the ushers will try to guide you. Please come up the center aisle. We'll start in the back, and we'll fill the rail on both sides. After everyone at the rail has received the elements, then they will be dismissed, and the next group can come forward. So please, as you get ready to leave, leave by the side aisles and drop your juice container in the little container provided there. Oh, yes, thank you. There, you see the baskets there. On Communion Sunday, we do take up a special offering for the Agape Ministries. We ask that you generously support them with your extra offerings as you come up for communion. The baskets are up front.
And I would like to tell everyone something that rather surprised me, but it seemed so appropriate when I read it and thought about it. And I keep walking into a zone that my microphone doesn't like. But I found out about 3 or 4 days ago that Pastor Ted had sent a letter to our district superintendent for him to authorize me to consecrate the elements and serve the church this Sunday. It's never happened to me before, so, hey, Alamo's got another milestone behind him, you know, following the rule of the law. Okay. But we'll all get there, I promise you. Let me know. Hear the good news. Christ in our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law, rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, 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 holy Lord,
God
of power and might,
heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna
in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit.
night in which he gave himself up for us, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, O Lord, and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you eat this bread and drink this juice, remember Jesus loves you very much. The body and blood is given for each of you. Come and receive and rejoice. Lord Jesus Christ will be served to you. Feed on Him in your hearts and draw strength from His presence. Share this sacred meal with you each. Receive His elements and rejoice in His presence. Friends, this sacred meal is the most precious thing we do as a group of Christians. We pray that you receive the elements and know the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ this day and always. Amen. Holy sacrifice, rejoice in the presence of the Lord in its serving. Served. Both received. Good. Thank you. You have been. Okay. Well, in any case, the body and blood of Christ be on him in your heart. Thank you. Yep. Well, I'd rather do it twice than miss it. And now, having received the most precious body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, John is coming here now to lead us in the prayers of the people.
Let's continue to give thanks to all of our homebound members, Esther Goins, Hector Martinez, Elizabeth Grazulis, and continue to lift up prayers for Father Ken Austin as he's his health is beginning to catch up to him at a rapid pace. What a joy it is to see Virginia here this morning and Miss Bonnie. It's a joy actually to see us all here. We come here to worship and to renew our faith and get closer to God. It's joyous regardless of how bad it feels outside. And, you know, I was sweating like a dog a while ago when I was out there with Karen and Doug. And she said he's had a couple of really good weeks. He's got a couple of free weeks before some more treatment again. So if you get a chance as you leave to give some well wishes and let Karen and Doug know you're in their thoughts and prayers. Continue prayers of uplifting for Gerda's sister, for Virginia Molinoff's granddaughter Reagan, Diane Skaggs' daughter Lisa, Dixie Souter's sister Martha, Homer Vargas, his neighbors are having health issues, but so is Homer. You know, he sent me a message this morning, and his myositis and other leg issues really affected him, and he just wasn't able to come up today. So keep Homer and his neighbors in your thoughts and prayers. Lord, hear our prayers. Continued prayers of uplifting for Ralph Thompson, for Sandra Boykin's friend Mary's Renner, and as we said earlier, Gene said earlier, but Sandra, we're going to miss you. It's a joy you being here with the Alamo family. You and your sister and brother-in-law have a safe journey back to Oregon. May God guide y'all and hold y'all as you journey back home. Thanks be to God for you. Continued prayers of uplifting for Sandy Bundick, for Elaine Bixler, and for Jean, for Cindy and Keith Williams and their family, for Vicki Ballman, Kathy Bedell, another homebound, Sandra Boykins, and also for a prayer for Sunny. Her back is just really wiped her out, and she's going to have some procedures in a couple of weeks, and hopefully they will help Sunny, but you're in our thoughts and prayers, so God be with you and your doctors. And Javon is also under the weather today, so Lord, hear our prayers for all of our church members and all of family members that are not able to join us in service today. Thanks be to God for us being here and everyone at home listening and filling his love and his mercy. Y'all go out and have a beautiful week. Enjoy the 4th. be safe. Watch this heat and be careful of any fireworks, as brittle and dry as our ground is. But whatever you do, give thanks whenever you're out with someone and continue to praise God and let Him guide you on our daily journey. So God be with y'all. Love y'all. Be safe. Have a wonderful week. And a happy anniversary, Kayla and Frankie.
Because the Lord's Prayer was used earlier in the service, I have substituted Psalm 15 for our closing and our benediction. Listen for God's word in this Psalm of David. O Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell on your holy hill? Those who walk blamelessly and do what is right, and speak the truth from their heart, who do not slander with their tongue, but and do no evil with their friends, nor take up a reproach against their neighbors, in whose eyes the wicked are despised, but who honor those who fear the Lord, who stand by their oath, even to their hurt, and who do not lend money at interest, those who do not take a bribe against the innocent. Those who do these things shall never be moved. As we depart from here today, be careful in the traffic, which can well be dangerous. Remember those less fortunate than ourselves, and continue to pray for all who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly, be safe, and let us join here again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And now would you please stand and join me in our closing hymn, America. Go where you can spread the word of God. Go in peace.